Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
15-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy for Sunday night's game. Temperatures will be in the low 50s at kickoff. Won't get too much colder. Should be a really nice night for football. A special night for football, one that people are going to want to remember for a long time if Aaron Rodgers can complete the sweep of X teams. And this one obviously would mean a lot more than the Jets game. He hates the Jets, but he only spent the better part of 2 years there. He spent his entire football life practically in Green Bay. And I don't think he really has a ton of love for the coach there and the GM there, even though he didn't want to say any of that stuff when he talked to the media on Wednesday. Steelers are a three-point dog in this game. It's interesting. All of the insiders and analysts, for the most part, we've had on the show believe that this is a kind of bounce-back, prove-the-haters-wrong type of game for the Steelers. My question for people this hour is a pretty simple one. How do the Steelers beat the Packers? Because Green Bay is a super-balanced team. They're top 10 in offense. They're top 10 in defense. They don't turn the ball over. We've said all week that Jordan Love will play loosey-goosey sometimes. He does have brain fart throws, but he only has two interceptions on the year, and they only have three giveaways on the season, which is the fewest of any NFC team. So they'd have to really break character here to do what, say, New England did against the Steelers and turn the ball over a ton and lose. So I don't think the Steelers can just count on takeaways and winning the plus minus in this game to win it. I think they got to go out and win it.
It's a take it. It's not going to be given to you game.
Right.
That's what you mean.
That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah, it's a take it if you're going to win it.
So how do you do it? I mean, we've got all these people that have come on and said the Steelers are going to win, but honestly, most of it sounds like the hocus pocus of...
They're just going to do it. They're going to come home after a bad game on a mini bye, and Mike's going to have them ready, and Aaron's going to be fired up because it's his former team, and the terrible towels will be waving, and they'll be wearing those ass-ugly 1994 throwbacks. And
I don't know, man.
Blah, blah, blah.
I don't mean to denigrate any of our insiders, but like the intangible, they'll win because there's going to be something in the air Sunday night that wills them to victory just does not pass muster for me.
They're
going to play renegade in the fourth quarter, and Jordan Love's going to have diarrhea and throw a late interception, and the Steelers are going to win. That doesn't sound reassuring whatsoever.
The only thing you can say about the Packers, in my opinion, And some of this has happened in games they've won. In fact, two of these three games they won, they've only lost one on the year. You can look at them a little bit and say that out of their six games, factually, while they might have scored some points in most of them.
In all of them, except the Cleveland game.
They have not been overwhelming on offense yardage-wise in the following games. Detroit, they only put up 266 yards. Now, that was more of a dick.
Yep.
The Browns game, they put up 230. That was a defensive showdown by both sides that Love blew for them in the end by throwing that pick.
Yep.
And then against the Cardinals, they got only put up 262 and got significantly outgained in that game.
Yeah.
Like, did not stop Jacoby Brissett. I think we're pretty fortunate to win that game.
Yeah.
And so the best I can come up with for you is that their offense, which does rank highly in most every category, played pretty obviously its two best games against the two worst defenses it's seen, Cincinnati and Dallas. They score 40 on Dallas, put up almost 500 yards. Dallas can't stop a nosebleed. Here is the big problem with all that. The Steelers' defense, most recent sighting, looks a lot more like Dallas and Cincy on that side of the ball than it does Cleveland. They don't look like a good defense. Reputationally, they have good players.
I like the Brissett point, and that makes me feel, even though I said I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to play a good game because against quality opponents, he hasn't been good this year, and he wasn't good last year. So that's 3 years since we've seen Aaron Rodgers play well against representative teams.
The Packers did not take the lead in that game until there were less than 2 minutes left.
Oh, I know. I watched touchdown. It. I watched it.
I mean, they did, and they sacked Brissett a bunch, but he kept the Cardinals still mostly on schedule.
Right. But they got the 27 points, and I think they'll get to at least that against this defense. My level of morale is so shot for this defense.
Oh, that Bengals game ruined it for you.
I don't respect the head coach right now with the defense. I don't respect his puppet defensive coordinator. I don't expect them to put guys in the right positions to succeed. And I've got questions about how good some of these guys are in the first place. I think that they've been overrated, many of them. So I don't have... Green Bay is the best third down offense in the NFL, too. They convert almost 50% of the time.
I was just going to say.
So they don't turn it over and they keep the ball.
I was just going to say that.
That doesn't exactly give me warm and fuzzy feelings about the Steelers in this game.
And they're top third in the league in keeping teams from converting third downs against them.
The one thing they're vulnerable to is tight ends. Good. The Steelers have a lot of tight ends. So if the Steelers win this game, Darnell Washington, Pat Freiermuth, Jonnu Smith go off, and Aaron Rodgers finds those dudes, and they win kind of a shootout with those individuals being the stars of the
Pony,
game. That's how they win.
Doesn't it stand to reason that we are going that the Steelers are aware of all these things and that we are going to see when they have the ball, the Steelers that is, a pretty heavy dose of the super heavy look where Washington's out there, Smith is out there, occasionally Freiermuth, but Hayward, and you're getting three tight ends on the field at once, and they're going to try to either run it at them, or...
I would do the opposite.
Create little matchup
issues. I would throw against this defense.
Okay, so put multiple tight ends on the field and get the ball out quick, and Pat Freiermuth has a field day, and Jonnu Smith has a field day then.
412-928-9370. How do the Steelers win this game? All our insiders think that's basically a slam dunk that they win. I don't see it. Let's see what Jordan thinks. Hello, Jordan.
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, real quick before the football pony, twice in my life I've lost bets where I've had to get my nipples pierced.
Get out.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
No, two different times.
Can I ask what were the bets? Yeah.
Go on. Now you have my attention.
One time in college, Facebook was still kind of popping.
Of course.
It was just a dumb thing, like, hey, if we get like 200 likes on this, will you go go through with it? And so they called everybody in the dorms, all our friends, and lo and behold. So I walk in and look at the guy, and we're like, hey, do you do body piercings? Mm-hmm. And he looked at me. I've never seen a guy look at me like this, and he just slowly stares down. I'm like, oh, no, we're not going there.
Yeah.
So that happened, and then a few years later, we were in Nashville, and somebody brought it up, and we were playing a drinking game. They're like, if we beat you at this drinking game, you got to go through and do it again. And
Jordan, I don't know you, but have you ever started to think back on these and question some of your decision-making tendencies?
I like to think I've grown a lot as a person, and that was an old Jordan. So, yeah, looking back on it now.
But you know what, though, man?
How bad did it hurt?
I was just going to say, the way you're talking about it,
You seem very blasé about it.
You did it at the drop of a hat twice, so that makes me think it can't be that painful.
So, Pony, I was going to tell you, you're lucky, because I've told anybody that's asked. I remember the girl you had on that's going to pierce.
Yeah.
She talked about she doesn't use that clamp. Mm-hmm. That clamp was like excruciating pain, but the actual piercing was like a 2 out of 10.
Oh, man.
The clamp was like a 9 or a 10 on a pain scale.
Why does anybody use the clamp? Is that just the domain of less skilled piercers here?
I mean, I'm not into like human anatomy, but I think it's just the man's nipple doesn't stick out as much as a woman's. So they gotta clamp that thing and get it.
Well,
sticking
you know
out.
What's gonna be you know what's gonna be great is that Cheerleaders is one of the sponsors here. I was chatting with one of my friends there, and they have a plethora of women that have gone through with this. And I think a few to several are going to show up Wednesday night for moral support, from what I've been told.
You got to put tassels on them once they get pierced. You got to have some of them bring tassels. You got to be just tasseling around.
Jordan,
there.
Do the Steelers win on Sunday?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're going to get our fairy tale ending. But as much as like the insider said, I just think they're going to do it now with Rodgers. And this is a Tomlin spot Sunday night. What is it, like 17-8?
A Tomlin spot.
Well, it is more of a Tomlin spot than the guy who said last week, these Thursday night road games against divisional opponents, Tomlin always has the boys ready for him.
Can I tell you what it feels? I mentioned this earlier in the show.
Ginger, by the way, in the YouTube comments, No, they clamp women's nipples too.
How would she know?
I assume she's talking from personal experience or something close to it.
Deja vu for me. They lose the Tomlin game in Indy last year.
Yes.
They come back and play Dallas in primetime. Everybody thinks their defense is going to be better and the team is going to be fired up, and they lost that shootout too. So if that's what you're holding on to, like Tomlin's overall record is good, like something mystical is going to happen because the football gods want Aaron Rodgers to beat his old team. If that's what you've got, fine. That doesn't sound like a real concrete reason. It's not a real concrete reason.
It's a lot
for
of people in their fields. There's a lot of like wish casting here. I want this to happen.
What does that mean, wish casting?
Like, I'm about to explain it. I wish or I want for this to happen. So I am just kind of trying to put it out there into the world, hoping that I can will it into existence. I think that's what people are doing. And as I've often been told throughout my life, you can bleep in one hand and wish in the other and see which fills up faster.
412-928-9370. We'll take calls on this. How do the Steelers beat the Packers? I know you guys are ball knowers and love football and are hyped up for this game. So call us and flex your football muscle and tell us how they win. It's also Open Phone Friday. 412-928-9370. So whatever you want to talk about. Our text line is red hot with the debate of, do people eat plain tomatoes? Do people just bite into tomatoes like apples or cut up big tomatoes.
Jack said
and just
that's
eat
called
them.
Jack said that is called breakfast.
And I said
Italy.
No, they don't do that. Okay, we're not in Italy. I'm talking about Pittsburghers. Do Pittsburghers just eat tomatoes? Not in salads, not on sandwiches. They just, you said they put a little salt on them and eat a tomato on its own. And I say, I've never seen that in my entire life.
Our friend Fred said his own father would eat tomatoes like apples with salt.
Okay, that's probably going back to the Great Depression, Chris. I'm talking about right now.
Fred's like in his late 40s or 50s.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.